George Soros pours another $1 million into Stacey Abrams' campaign. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on October 12, 2022. Democrat megadonor George Soros has given Stacey Abrams' gubernatorial campaign in Georgia another $1 million boost, according to the latest financial disclosures. On the final day of the campaign's third fundraising quarter, Democracy PAC II, a federal committee funded by Soros, sent $1 million to One Georgia Incorporated, a leadership committee Abrams leads to help her campaign, Fox News reported. One Georgia Incorporated reportedly shares a treasurer and an address with Abrams' campaign. The $1 million donation brings Soros's total contributions to Abrams' campaign efforts up to $3.5 million after he donated $2.5 million in the second fundraising quarter. Both Soros's daughter and daughter-in-law financially contributed to Abrams' leadership committee. Andrea Soros Colombo gave One Georgia Incorporated $100,000 in August, while Jennifer Allen Soros contributed $500 in September, according to Fox News. Outside of One Georgia contributions, Soros and his family members have donated $60,000 directly to Abrams' campaign. Abrams and Soros's financial relationship dates back as far as 6 years when Abrams owned a company that helped install a progressive district attorney in Georgia's Henry County that received $147,000 from Soros as part of the megadonor's campaign to upend the American criminal justice system. In addition to Soros, One Georgia Incorporated has received hundreds of thousands of dollars from Hollywood and Democrat elites. Hollywood producer Chuck Lorre and Leonardo DiCaprio donated $25,000 to One Georgia Incorporated, Breitbart News reported. Steven Spielberg and J.J. Abrams each gave $50,000. Abrams' PAC also received a hefty $200,000 donation from Melinda Gates in the second fundraising quarter. However, Abrams' massive fundraising abilities have not translated to support among Georgia voters. An October Trafalgar Group poll found that Abrams is trailing Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, R, by nearly 10%, with 43.6% support compared to Kemp's 52.5%. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at DixonHamilton@Breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.